Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amathono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Lami ngibonge uJonga Kandimiri obesipha indaba ngolimi lwesishona. Lingalithona njani izulu kandaba olamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesithathu mhlazi ku-1 Nkwenkwezi 2024 nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, bekulabantu abalutshwana kakhulu enkundleni yeGwanzura eHarare emkhosini wokunanza usuku lweWorkers Day. Kulandela ukusungulwa kwemali yohlobo lweZig izolo, iningi lithi lilokhe lingakayibambi ngezandla ngoba ingakafinyeleli emabhanga wonke. Iningi labasakhulayo kwele Melika lithi lifisa ukuba ngabe kulabanye abancintisayo esikhundleni sikamongameli ngaphandle kukamongameli Joe Biden lomnumzana Donald Trump. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Bekulabantu abaphansi kwenkulungwane eyodwa enkundleni yeGwanzura eHarare emkhosini wokunanza usuku lweWorkers Day. Uhulumende esithi uyazazi inhlupho ezibhekane lezisebenzi. Iningi lithi usuku lolu lunanzwa ngesikhathi abantu bebhekane lobunzima obukhulu elizweni. Okunenga sikuzweni kumlondolozi Ndlovu eseHarare.
Izisebenzi ebezinanza usuku leWorkers Day eHarare zithe zithwele nzima ngoba kazitholi imali eyeneleyo. Iningi lazo zithola imali ephansi kakhulu ukuthi kwesinye isikhathi kaziyitholi. Abaqhatshi bekhala ngokungenzi impahla ngemfanelo ngenxa yokuguguteka komnotho. Kunanzwa usuku lwezisebenzi, uhulumende weZimbabwe uthe wenza konke okusemandleni akhe ukubona ukuba izisebenzi zithola iholo eleneleyo, indawo ezinhle zokusebenzela ndawonye lamathuba angcono. Emazwini akhe alonyaka, umphathintambo kahulumende obona ngezisebenzi umnumzana July Moyo ethulwe ngumholi kahulumende obona ngezisebenzi umnumzana Busani Moyo wazise ukuba uhulumende uyazazi indubo zezisebenzi zakhe.
Uhulumende usebuye lendlela eziningi zokwehlisa ukukhwela kwentengo yempahla lokugudeka kwemali. Enye yalezi ndlela ikulethwa kwemali yeZig. Lokhu sikwenzela ukuba imali yesebenzi ibe lamandla ukuze isebenzi sizakale.
Ekhuluma emele izisebenzi, unobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, ZCTU, umnumzana Jafet Moyo uthe izisebenzi zeZimbabwe azithokozi ngesimo esiselizweni.
Intengo yezinto into ehluphayo, kukati ke njalo iholo lisalele ngamuva okumangalisayo.
Isikhulumeli senhlanganiso yababalisi Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe ATUZ, umnumzana Themba Kuye Moyo, laye uthe intengo yempahla leholo akuhambelani.
Lamhla ke thina siyabe singajabuli, siyabe silonda indlela esizamisela ngayo ukuthi senze collective bargaining.
Omunye okade esembuthanweni wokunanza iWorkers Day ngumbalisi unkosikazi Catherine Dube.
Abantwana abani abasoze bakwanisa ukuthi bangene labanye abantwana bayefunda, ngoba mina njengomzali wabo yisivo 70 ofundisa abantwana babanye abantu angenelisi ukuthi mbabhadalele ifizi zabo.
Ilanga leWorkers Day liza ngesikhathi iningi lithola iholo eliphansi kakhulu, intengo yempahla ikhuphuka mihla ngemihla. IZCTU ithi abantu abangaba isilinganiso sokuyisithupha ekhulwini 60% eZimbabwe kabasebenzi. Isithi kumele uhulumende aphume lamacebo angadala imisebenzi elizweni. Inhloko yalonyaka yokunanza lelilanga ithi Workers Demand an Inclusive Zimbabwe Free from Poverty, Corruption and Oppression. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Kulandela ukusungulwa kwemali yohlobo lweZig izolo, iningi lithi lilokhe lingakayibambi ngezandla ngoba ingakafinyeleli emabhanga wonke, kodwa liyenelisa ukuyisebenzisa izitolo ngeswipe. Abomkambo wensitha babikwa behlise isisindo seZig lamuhla saba sithengwa ngamaZig angu-20 idola lemelika elilodwa, kukanti abemchova labathengisa ezitaladeni babikwa bengayamukeli iswipe ngoba befuna imali yohlobo lwama-US dollars lamarands. Ibhanga le-reserve libikwa lisithi liyathokoza ngokuthi abantu bayamukele limali njalo lisebenza gadalala ukubona ukuthi amabhanga wonke ayayithola. Ukuze sizwe ukwenzakale kobulawayo lamhlanje, usithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 uxoxe lomnumzana Ambrose Sibindi, umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ezisebenzi eZCTU esigabeni sangentshonalanga yelizwe.
Siyathenga ngayo ngeswipe. Lokho sekunazelele ukuthi ezitolo basangena abantu ende bathi kungathi kuba nganeno ngayo ngoba ezitolo nganazelela. Hayi, iyatshaya i-inflation. Izitolo ngabona zilokhu zisahlonitshona lana iyobhethi kahulumente e-13 point something. Kodwa okunye futhi ngayo ngeZig xa usufuna ukuthi uthole i-US dollar kulapho kuloshupho khona. Ngoba kule umkambo omnyama sebe bayiqalisile kubo 16, 17, namhlanje biku-20, abanye-21, ngizokuthi abanye-22. So ngizama ukuthi sekungayinanzelela isithi qalise ukuluza amandla xa uyiqathanisa lalo imali ye-America, kodwa nabantu bengayibambi. So kuyasithengisa ukuthi engxenye impilo yeZig layizabamfitshane, abantu bayabedukela benjalo beyithele leyo Zig ngenxa yokuyabisilo samandla. IZig khanya isebenza kuphela ezitolo ema-supermarket, but ebantwini ayisebenzi. Ungaze ufike kula abantu abathengisa kumbe abathengisa phandle, kumbe abenza ama-vegetable, kumbe abenza amafutha, kumbe bethengisana, iZig abayibambi. Even bona ababemchova esikhuluma ngabo sigadile uchova, abantu besezindlini besemsebenzini, iZig abayifuni, baloyo befune naleyo ukuthi ubhadale nge-US dollar kumbe nge-rand. Xa ungabantu behola sithi mna bengahola bayaswayipa umkambo kunye umuntu bathele i-US dollar ngoba yiyemukelelwa indawo zonke. Langapha futhi abantu sasicabanga khona ukuthi khona ama-petrol kumafiwe la, siyananzela futhi ukuthi ngokufana nayo iZig ayikasebenzi.
Lamuhla belinanza ilanga lezisebenzi, lingabe liluthintile yini lolu daba?
Lolu daba luthintiwe enkulumeni zethu, abantu bekhala njengayo ukuthi ushupho lwezikhathi esiveli khanye siphelelwe ngamandla, kodwa ngabantu yangayitholi buyele muvale. Bakhuluma ngebhondi sabuya futhi savalisa ngapho nge-RTGS khathi esiziko ukuthi zonke lezi imali eziletwayo, imali eziletwayo zisebenze okwesikhathana, ngemva kwesikhathana zilusa amandla. So-ke izisebenzi lazo ngokufana nayo zithi iziga ziyithenge.
Lo-ke ngumnumzana Ambrose Bindi, umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ezisebenzi ye-ZCTU esigabeni sangentshonalanga yelizwe. Ingatsha ezibona ngezenotho lokulandelwa kwemithetho kwelemalawi sezikhuthaze uhulumende ukuthi alungise okuhluphayo kuhlelo lokuthengwa kwempahla yomphakathi. Ugwalo lweMalawi Assurance Report on Public Infrastructure Projects olwethulwe ngomnyaka ka-2021 luveza ukuba inkohlakalo ibhahile kuhulumende weMalawi. Intatheli zindaba ye-VOA Chimwemwe Padata ulobe lolu daba olulandelayo eselilongwe kwelemalawi lwatolikelwa ngesindebele nguNtungameli Nkomo weStudio 7.
Okubonayo ngemva kwami libhakane elixwayisa abachayeli ngamagodi agcwele emgwaqweni okwamakhilomitha alikhulu lambili noma ngaphezulu emgwaqweni weMalawi uM1. Wona ohlanganisa inyakatho, inkabazwe kanye leningizimu yelizwe. Lokhu kuyisibonelo esiqinileyo sesimo semigwaqo. Ingcwethi ezihlaziya ezenotho lenhlalakahle kaZulu zikhuthaza uhulumende ukuthi avuselele imigwaqo ngokuphangisa uma iMalawi ihlose ukuqinisa ukuthuthukiswa komnotho wayo. Amagodi lezinye inkinga zomgwaqo ziyingxenye yempilo yansuku zonke emadolobheni. Ngaphandle kokufaka abachayeli labantu makhaza engozini, ingxaki lezi zingesinye sezikhubeko eziphazamisa ukuthuthuka komnotho. Nangu umhlali welilongwe uJack Gama.
The current condition of the road.
Isimo somgwaqo manje sikhweza indleko zezimoto, isikhathi sokuhamba futhi sidala umonakalo kumithwalo.
Ngenxa yokonakala kwemigwaqo, abachayeli bathatha amahola amathathu ukusuka elilongwe besiya eKasungu. Okungumango owawuvame ukuthatha amahola amabili kuphela. Ingcweti kwezenotho uBetha Phiri uthi ngempela ukudilika kwemigwaqo sokuphazamise ukukhula komnotho.
If we do have a good road infrastructure,
nxa sile migwaqo emihle, umnotho lenhlala kahle kaZulu kuzathuthuka ngoba ngempela imigwaqo ilamandla okuphehla ukuthengiselana, ukuvula imikambo emitsha lokuhuga abatshali bezimali abatsha.
Ingatsha eziququzela ukuqhutshwa kwemisebenzi kahulumende ngendlela ecacileyo zikhomba amaphutha ezinhlelweni zokuthengwa kwempahla zomphakathi ezivumela ukufumbathisana okuvumela amafemu okwakha angafanelanga ukuthi athole amakontilaha amakhulu. Umqondisi wenhlanganiso yeCenter for Social Accountability and Transparency, umnumzana Willy Kamgandira, uthi.
We have seen contracts being awarded to individuals.
Sila makontlaha anikezwa abantu abangelawo lodwa umtshina abangelayo lenkampani eyodwa. Sesibone njalo imisebenzi yezinga laphansi ngoba kube lokufumbathisana phakathi kweziphathamandla zikahulumende labamakhontilaha okudala ukuthi kube lenhlelo zokwakha ezingelahlonzi.
Ekhuluma ngokukhonona kwabantu phezu kwesimo semigwaqo iyaseMalawi, umphathintambo obona ngokuthwalwa kwempahla lemisebenzi yomphakathi uthembise uZulu ukuthi imigwaqo izalungiswa ngokutshetsha.
There are circumstances that lead to poor.
Kulezi zatho eziningi ezibangela ukuthi kwakhiwe izakhiwo ezingelahlonzi, esinye sazo yinkohlakalo. Ezinye inhlelo zihle zehlule khona ukuqala. Indlela iproject eyabe ihlele ngayo ihle yehlule ngezinye izikhathi bayehluleka ukuthenga izinto zokusebenzisa.
Ngenxa yalokhu, ugatsha olulawula imisebenzi yokwakha olweNational Construction Industry Council of Malawi solwenyuse umlandu walo wokuqondisa inhlelo zokwakha ezikhona. Nangu umqondisi walolu gatsha umnumzana Gerald Konje.
In the next few years will pick up, especially looking at the large.
Sikholwa ukuthi eminyakeni embalwa ezayo sizabona ingqubela phambili ikakhulu enhlelweni ezinkulu ezifana nemigwaqo. Lokhu kungenxa yokuthi sesibone ukuzimisela okukhulu kuhulumende, amankampani azimeleyo kanye labasebenzisana labo kwezentuthuko.
Umlawuli wogatsha lokwakha useqalile ukumisa ama-projects okwakha ephule izivumelwano zamakontilaha eziphathelane lomthetho we-National Construction Industry Act. Abagadi bezimota bathi kudingeka amanyathelo aphuthumayo ukuze kulungisiswe imigwaqo ekhona. IMalawi icabanga ukuqala uhlelo lokuthwalwa kwempahla olulenhlangothi ezijiyeneyo kusiyafika umnyaka ka-2063. Ingxenye yalolu hlelo ebalulekileyo yikuthi kube le migwaqo emihle exhumanisa indawo ezisemadolobheni lasemaphandleni. Umbiko weWorld Bank Transport Infrastructure Sector Assessment Program owethulwe ngo-2023 ukhomba ukuthi iMalawi idinga i-1.5 trillion kwacha, okuyimali elingana le-8.6 million US dollars eyokuqhuba inhlelo zokulungisisa imigwaqo ngomnyaka ka-2025. ukuze kuphehlwe ukukhula komnotho. Lolu daba lulotshwe intathelizindaba ye Voice of America uChimwemwe Padatha ngesiNgisi lwahumutshwa yimi uNtungamile Nkomo we Studio 7.
KwezeMelika, iningi labasakhulayo kwelemelika lithi lifisela ukuthi ngabe kulabanye abancintisa ukuba ngumongameli ngaphandle kokukhetha umongameli Joe Biden lomnumzana Donald Trump. Kungakhathalekile abatsha bakhetha bani phakathi kwababili laba. Intathele zindaba ye-VOA uScott Stains ulube udaba olulandelayo.
Kubo bonke asebeke bancintisa kukhetho lokudinga umongameli welemelika, akula abaleminyaka eminingi yokuzalwa njengalabo ababili abakhona lo umnyaka. Osekudale imibuzo eminingi ikakhulu kwabasakhulayo. UDesmond Kaga ubefuna kube labanye abancintisayo.
Republicans or Democrats can, you know, put someone.
Ama Republicans kumbe ama Democrats bangakhetha umuntu olohlonzi. Uyazi ngingambotela.
Uphenyo olwenziwe inhlanganiso ye Pew Research ngeviki edluleyo luveze ukuba isilinganiso esedlula okungamachumi ayisikhombisa lanhlanu ekhulwini 75% sabavoti abaphansi kweminyaka engamachumi amathathu i-30 bathi bebengafuna abancintisayo laba ababili ukuthi basuswe ngani bayenelisa ukwenza lokhu. Kodwa yibaphi abasakhulayo abafuna uTrump kumbe uBiden? Ukunanzelela udaba lwelungelo lokuzalwa yikho okwenza uFrancesca Paniello ukuthi asekele umongameli Biden. Ilungelo lokukhetha ukuzala lokubhema insango kukhona kuphepha lokuvota esigabeni seFlorida kukhetho lukalwezi. Lokhu yikho okuletha intsha ukuthi ivotele ibandla leDemocratic Party, kutsho uJayden O'Donofrio.
I think abortion is important. Ngibona
ngani udaba lokukhipha isisu luqhakathekile. Ngibona leli kulilungelo likamama lokuzikhethela okuqhakathekileyo.
Abanye abasakhulayo basola uBiden ngokusekela ele Israel empini yalelo lizwe esigabeni seGaza. Kodwa lokhu yikho okuzabangela ukuthi uEliana Stein amvotele.
Youth voters have a real opportunity to shape the electoral landscape here in Florida. We've seen that the right to choice.
Inja abavoti ilethuba lokulungisa indlela yokuvota lapha eFlorida. Sibona ukuthi ilungelo lokukhetha lokubhema insango yokuzilibazisa kuyinsika yabasakhulayo. Ukuqhakathekiswa yintsha evotayo ikakhulu ilungelo lokukhetha ukukhipha isisu.
Abatsha abasekela uBiden bagoqela oweWisconsin uBriona Bonilo loJonathan Boyer.
Right now for me, one of the most important things is Israel, especially throughout this conflict that's going on. So I really appreciate that President Biden has been supporting the country of Israel in this current conflict.
Iningi lentsha elivotela uTrump likwejayele ukuthi abanye babo bayasola ukuthi bakhethelani uTrump, kutsho uIsaiah Turner.
Sengike ngazama.
I've tried to have conversations with people who don't like Trump, and they're like, you can leave, I don't want to talk to you anymore. So I think that's the main problem. People aren't open to listening. They're just like, if you like Trump, you're a horrible person, or just that. So I feel like.
UTurner uthi uthanda indlela uTrump alwisana ngokungethembeki. Corruption.
I'll go to the bars wearing a Trump 2024 hat and I get weird looks.
Ngiya ebawa ngiqoke impahla elotsho ukuthi Trump 2024. Ngibona ngikhangelwa ngelihlo elibi. Kodwa akungihluphi lokho.
Uphenyo olwenziwe inhlanganiso ye Reuters le Ipsos ngombimbitho lutshengise ukuba abakweleMelika abaleminyaka engaphakathi kwelithumi layisichiyangalombili lengamathumi amabili lasichiyangalolunye ifuna uBiden kulo Trump okuyisilinganiso sokuthathu ekhulwini i-3%. Lesi silinganiso sincinyane kakhulu kulesingamathumi amabili lane ekhulwini i-24% uBiden anqoba ngaso uTrump kuminyaka emine edluleyo.
Inhlanganiso yabatsha eyehozi Innovator ephathiswa ihofisi emela elemelika eZimbabwe isigcibe uhlelo lokufundisa abatsha ezamabhizimusi emadolobheni amane athi iHarare, Bulawayo, Gweru leMtare. Uhlelo lolu soluphathise abatsha bedlula ikhulu lamachumi amathathu 130 njalo lukhangelele ukufundisa abanye abangamakhulu amathathu 300 lusebenzisa inkundla zokuxhumana ebulenjini. Okuningi asikuzweni kutabo kancube weStudio 7 exoxa lomunye wabakhokheli behozi Innovetha unkosazana Patience Ziramba.
Siyathaba ngoba uma senza ama-trainings wethu awe-Youth Innovator, si-emphasize ukufundisa abantu ukuthi bakwanise ukukhuluma ngokwama-business abo. For instance, ukuthi umuntu engakubuza ukuthi kanti wena Patience uyenza okwani, kumele ukwanise ukukhuluma ngokuzithoba, uwazi ukuthi uyakukhuluma ngokwani. So abanye bethu abatsha esibafundisileyo ukuthi bakwanise ukukhuluma ngokwama-business abo, omunye wakhona sayenza futhi ama-pitch competition lawo ukuthi abantu bakhulume ngokwama-business wabo. Omunye wethu wathola i-number 3 and then kathesi sethaba ukuthi wa-invite ukuthi ahambe ayophitha ko-JCI last week. Omunye wabo wathola enye i-investment through i-Empower Bank. Omunye wama-participant wethu wakwazi ukuthenga i-industrial sewing machine. So sebe sifuna ukuthi into ezinjengalezizo ezikwazi ukuthi abatsha bahambelele phambili ngama-business abo ngoba siphila ngesikhathi ezingela imisebenzi eminingi and siyabe sizama ukuthi abatsha kumele baziyenzele izinto zabo ngezabo izandla.
Abona bamukela njani uhlelo lolu abatsha?
Sibona njengathi bayathaba kakhulu ngoba abanye bangikhona nxa siqalisa i-training yakhona first day bayabe engawazi lutho, bayabe blank, uyabe ewazi ukuthi yena uthunga okwamabhegi ukuthi awathengise ngaphi, akuhambise njani, uyabe engela lwazi lokuthi ahambe njani. So saqalisa i-first training sayenza eHarare, sayenza iMtare, Gqeberha, Bulawayo. So from 6 to 6 siyabona ukuthi ama-applications ethu ayaba maningi ngokuhamba kwesikhathi.
Likhangelele ukuthi uhlelo lolu luzaqhubekela phambili okwesikhathi esinganani?
Unfortunately, i-grant yethu yayikwanisa ukuthi iyenze ama-series ayi-4 kuphela and sesiqedile. So kathesi sesiphelele online program ukuthi sesifundise abanye.
Hello ke ngunkosazana Patience Ziramba ongomunye wabakhokheli benhlanganiso yehozi Innovetha ubexoxa ecingweni lotabo kancube weStudio 7 ekobulawayo. Esigabeni sabadabuka eZimbabwe asebehlala kwamanye amazwe lamhlanje uGibbs Dube weStudio 7 uxoxa lomnumzana Justin Moyo ongunogada kwele South Africa.
Ngibuya ePinga eZumanana abaya khonale eZimbabwe kodwa ngibuya South Africa.
Ye, lapho eGoli ufike nini?
Ngibuya ngo-2018 kodwa lokho ngiyabuyela ekhaya.
Ye, kwini okwenza ukuthi usuke eZimbabwe nxa usithela amapitshana?
Abadala kome kakhulu ngoba imali yakhona ayikho, noma ufikile ekhaya ma uyibamba ngenamba inkulu kakhulu noma ngithi iningi kodwa uma sekumele ithenge ikubona khona ukuthi incane ayenzi lutho.
Ye, singathi khona manje wenzani khona ngapho kwele South Africa?
Lami ngathola lokho ngomsebenzi lapho kwe-security, lami lokho ngivuka labanye siyancenga.
Ye, lamhla uyakwazithi lilanga lezisebenzi, wena kubona njani khonokho?
Ngingasho ngithi njengakuleli lizwe ngikulo sokungashiwo kuthe lilanga lezisebenzi kuzwakala ngathi kuyazwakala, kodwa njengangithi ngale sizalwa khona uma kuthiwa lilanga lezisebenzi kuza kukhulunywa ngaziphi izisebenzi mpaka ngoba vele azisebenza kusetshenzwa kayikho imali.
Ye, akukuchasise khonapho uthi ujoni indaba kungasetshenzwa indaba kungela mali.
Angazi namuthi ngathi ini ngoba sengiphinde ngezokuthokela imali ekhona, maybe kuzoba khona imisebenzi ezoba khona ezohambelana lokuthi uma kuthiwa lilanga lezisebenzi ekhaya sikwazi ku-understand ukuthi hhayi lelo langa singajabula ngoba abantu babe sebathola into zokwenza. Kodwa njengamanje le minyakeni edlulileyo njengasangithi njengangithi ukuthi singathi thina siyajabulela ilanga lezisebenzi mbona ngathi hhayi kuphanjaniswe kakhulu.
Ye, umsebenzi wakho lowo wobugadi wokugcina abanye abantu ubona njani? Kuyasebenzeka yini?
Kukwe kuhle futhi akusebenzeki ngoba anytime uyafa, anytime ungenzeka kuvela ingozi, ngoba uma kuthiwa nguwe ogadile kutsho ukuthi abantu uma bezotshontsha bazoqala ngawo wena okhangele.
Ngoko kwakwehlela khonoko?
Ya, hayi kunokusehlela kodwa-ke hhayi angikaze ngiqondane lakho exactly.
Umnumzana Justin Moyo ngumantshingelana osebenza kwele South Africa ubexoxa lo Gibbs Dube Studio 7 eseJohannesburg. Sengilitshiya ezandleni zenu lina balaleli bethu kumbono wenu elisithumele ngeWhatsApp.
Umalaki Nkomo uthi khona uchampi watholakala ngoba kasela abantu kathi ugconto abantu bazimbabwe bayizilima yena bakwazi ukuthi i-ZANU PF yadilive i-opposition isebenziswa amakhodi ngoba amakhodi ezimbabwe asebenzela i-ZANU PF. Ucabanga ukuthi akula muntu akwaziyo ukuthi badilive i-opposition bayithatha bayinikeza uchabango beyisusa kuchamisa ngoba bebona ukuthi uchamisa uwine ama-election uthandwa yi-80% wabantu bezimbabwe njalo le SADC sitshele umhlaba wonke ukuthi abawinanga ama-election bayenze butsotso babona kungcono ukuthi beyidilize i-opposition yala beyithathe itop umuntu ozula ngomgwaqo bemuthi ngu-secretary general we-TCC ukuze bephume kule nkinga abathi bekulo ngoba ilizwe ngelezimbabwe ngelabantu esulo le-ZANU PF. Ngiyabonga ngumasinga lakho obulawayo phumle mati
kuye njalo ngibingelele futhi ngibingelele ngithi mina hhayi abavalo kuvalwa esiphatheleni osiphatheleni kabavalo ngiyayisapota futhi le-executive uhulumende azame ukuyiprotekta le mali yethu siyayidinga imali yethu ukuba sinemali sibe nemali yethu ukuthi umuntu ofuna izikhi ahambe aye ebhenki namaranda ake kumbe namadola ake ahambe aye ebhenki efuna izikhi laphana kumbe uma uneziki ufuna ukuyafuna amadola yebhenki not esitoni not emakhwameni ma if you can go everywhere kumakhountry lawa kuzothola umuntu ofuthengisa imali umuntu wezimbabwe ngeke uthole omunye umuntu othengisa imali phandle komunye umuntu wezimbabwe umtijo seve madike lokhulumayo esanzibathi usegoli kodwa kwamanje khulume esegoli i-201-638
umuntu nje ongenelayo kwistudio 7 siyabonga kakhulu ongenelayo kwistudio 7 sibonge kakhulu madoda ngokusixhasa lonke madoda elisixhasayo siyalibonga mpela kodwa into esibonayo nje esingathi i-government ingasiza ngayo sicela ithi size kakhulu esikolo esize kakhulu esikolo ngoba hheyi ayizikolo zifile amaklasi afile manje abantu sebegcina sebezidonethela imali sebebona nje ukuthi uma bengasayenzanga njalo abantwana angeke befunde so i-government ayizame badala ayizame siyacela mpela kakhulu ukuthi nayo i-government sicela ukuthi nayo isisize ngoba besilalela nje istudio 7 kodwa izikhalazo lazozifike lazozwakale khona ngalo ngoba ma ngena kwelakithi engulubeni esikolo sethu hhayi isikolo sethu sifile badala sifile badala ngana sina president ngana sina umakhansili.
Labo-ke bebengabanye benu lina balaleli bethu elisithumele imbono yenu nge-WhatsApp kunombolo zethu ezithi plus 1-202-465-0318. Nxa lifuna ukuthi silithumele inhlelo zethu lingasithumela isicelo kunombolo zona lezo plus 1-202-465-0318. Good Life Talk lamhlanje sikhangela unanzwa kosuku oluqakathekisa izisebenzi olwe Workers Day ngesikhathi izisebenzi ezilolwazi eZimbabwe ziphuma ngobuningi kuyadinga amadlelo aluhlaza kwamanye amazwe ngenxa yokuswelakala kwemisebenzi elizweni kanye leholo eliphansi kakhulu. Isikhathi kasavumi bakithi kedwa singakehlukani ngesikhangele ezinye zenhloko zendaba ebezikhokhela. Bekulabantu abalutshwana kakhulu emkhosini wokunanza ilanga lezisebenzi olwe-Workers Day elizweni jikelele. Kulandela ukusungulwa kwemali yohlobo lwe-ZIG, iningi lithi lilokhe lingakayibambi ngezandla ngoba ingakafinyeleli emabhanga wonke. Igama ngu-Chris Gande, sidibaneni njalo kusasa sikhathi sinye.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM
apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona
Lilani
murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.